This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:40. That was Ahmad Jais with Selamat Hari Raya. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined by Sean Tanis of our news desk for Keep In View. And today it's an interesting one, potentially controversial. We're talking about a software firm in Argentina and its radical approach to setting salaries for its workers. Sean? What's going on?
Yeah, so this software company, they're called 10 Pints. They came up with an interesting way to keep decisions on salaries transparent, right? So the way it works is that every year, they will sit for 3 meetings to discuss wages. And during these meetings, employees or their mentors can put themselves forward for a raise. And this will be debated by the office and their colleagues. So in a nutshell, your colleagues, they get to decide your salary. So new joiners can also negotiate their own salary to a certain extent. However, their proposed wage is discussed with employees of a similar experience. And according to the company, this is to gain their consent. And 10 Pints co-founder Jorge Silva explains that there is no overall CEO or real managers within the team. So it's like a flat organization. And although they have like senior figures who are partners, and these people are known as associates, and also some are called masters.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure about the masters when you call this organization flat, but I think they are
maybe
more
it's a translation thing that we're not getting, because that just sounds kind of odd.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it sounds like you're doing a lot of stuff to avoid saying manager.
Yeah, so they're just like going on. But you are still in authority.
Yes.
That kind of situation, right? And since there are no real bosses to decide who gets the raise, right? So they delegate that power to the people. So I guess that evens out that master's thing. And he added that they are not all equals, but they try to be fair. Okay. and that he also added that they don't want to be like other classic, typical, traditional companies who try to control employees and treat them like children. And I guess this approach, you know, goes beyond just salaries, right? But it is also used in this company. They use it when they're hiring new employees as well, because in the final stage of the interview process, the candidate basically meets the entire team of about 80 people, and it's meant to be an introduction to the dynamics and the work culture of the company. So welcome to the tribe, kind of final battle.
So the thing I do like about this potentially is that it could encourage more open conversations about salaries and about just fairness in general. Mm. And I wonder whether this is something that we can expect to see more companies adopting in the future.
Well, so there are a number of companies who around the world, you know, they are implementing this or have implemented this in the last few years. The goal is to set up a more transparent system when it comes to wages. So, for example, Grantree is like a UK company where they let all their staff to decide their own salary. This is even more tricky, right? They get to decide their own salary, which they can review as often as they like. And this is, you know, basically driven by the idea that when there's, you know, no transparency over how salaries are set, and then there is a fear of it being decided based on who you know in the company. But, you know, this one, in this method, like, it makes it clear that you must be accountable to what you propose and what kind of salary that you think you are worth getting. So, and according to a Brazilian manufacturing firm, they are called Semco, and they are one of the pioneers of this particular approach. So they say that allowing workers to take charge of issues which are usually left to managers will lead to a low number of turnover, right, when it comes to staff. So, not to mention, of course, this works in attracting new and high-quality talent. So this is where they bargain. We have a very transparent system. You can put yourself up for whatever salary that you are requesting. And no, there's no one to say, you cannot get this salary. But there are also times where in this company, where people have requested to cut their wages, cut their salaries, because they took... they are doing less work than others. They realize that when you go out there and everybody put that, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, and then they realize like, oh my God, I'm actually not doing as much as this person. It's fine. I'll take a cut. So that has happened also. So it's also, it's both ways, not just to get a raise, but also to like a check and balance system. However, some have said that there are drawbacks to these arrangements and that this only works in places with a smaller workforce, although that's not been proven. Perhaps, they also say perhaps it could be more difficult to coordinate with more employees if you have like a bigger workforce. But who's to say that's how it is, because the sample size is so small until someone, I mean, they have proven that it works so far. And there's also like concerns that once the business starts to grow, the benefits would gradually become smaller. But overall, I think this is a move in the right direction when we are talking about empowering workers and just breaking that taboo about discussing salaries openly. And I'm not so sure how I would feel about letting, like the previous case that that's just out in the news, right? 10 fines. So I don't know whether I would, I don't know how to feel letting my colleagues play a role in deciding what I earn. I mean, I don't know how my working relationship would be affected, knowing that they would have a say in my salary. Like, can I, like, would it make you more pretentious, you know, just because eventually these people are the ones who are going to decide my salary. So that one is quite tricky for me, but I'm okay. I'm all for this grand tree where you decide your salary and nobody says no.
Well, no, nobody says no, but they can choose not to hire you.
They can choose not to hire you, and they only get to hire like really high quality talent because they have this system. So people who work for them also, they really work really hard. They put in quality work because it is such a good system to be in. So that's an interesting concept as well.
I find it interesting that people are working so hard to find different strategies, different yep. methods to create more transparency in the company in terms of management and salary. I could also see how this could just become one long, like year-long episode of Survivor where every day you go to work and it's like council meeting after council meeting and it's just exhausting.
Without elimination.
That's the thing. So I just, yeah. I'm not
sure. No, that makes, yeah, I was just thinking, right, like, many companies have peer review systems and peer assessment systems. I understand the value for why they're there, but it can often get really tiring having to fill them out. And now I'm wondering whether this is going to be an additional thing where if you work in a team of 20, you're just spending half your time assessing people's salaries and whether that'll just become really overwhelming after some time.
Exactly.
So how do you feel about transparency, right, when it comes to salaries and also more specifically about your colleagues being able to play a part in how much you earn, whether or not like you vote, get a salary?
Like, it's almost like a vote, right?
I'm telling you, it's Survivor. So how do you feel about that? And how do you feel really about these two systems, right? So 10 Pines essentially allows everybody to vote on wages and raises, while we have Grant Tree that allows all of its staff to decide their own salary. How do you feel about this? Which are you keen on? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.